Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, broadcasting live from the NYC. For the next hour, I'm going to give you the latest entertainment news on Sean P. Diddy Combs, Stephen Colbert, Cillian Murphy, SZA, Tony Bennett, and a whole lot more. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Family is your legacy. Planning for a natural disaster will make sure you're all safe. Visit ready.gov/plan today for the tools and tips you need to protect that legacy. That's ready.gov/plan. A message brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at sounditouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
If you are just tuning in, you're listening to another edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, where every week I try to bring you the latest in entertainment news, celebrity news, and pop culture. If you like the show and you want to know what's going on in the world of entertainment, make sure you click on the follow-up button on top of the show page. That way you get a reminder when I broadcast live. Also, if you want to make a comment about any of today's stories, give me a call. Tell me what you think. The call-in number is 347-637-2656 and press the number 1. That's 347-637-2656 and press the number 1. Also, you can follow us on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/thatsentertainment.radio. Follow us on X at That's Entertain 1. That's THATS, Entertain, and the number 1. You can also follow me on X at Stiletto 14. Stiletto, STILETTO, and the number 14. And you can also follow me on Instagram at T Jones Gibbs. Right now, the current temperature in the NY is a cloudy 48 degrees. Before I get started with the show today, I'd like to give a shout-out to all my listeners out there. Thank you for once again for taking the time out of your schedule and hanging out with me and joining me here on Blog Talk Radio. So how's your week been so far? How you been? This has been a crazy week. And what I mean by that, we're talking about Sean P. Diddy Combs. He's all over the news after he just got two of his homes raided this week. Federal agents came in there using military level force, and it's been crazy. You know, months after that, before that he was sued for sex trafficking and other allegations, and now other people are coming out. And also, you remember Young Miami? He was dating her at the time. Now she's being facing some kind of scrutiny behind this, and. It's just P. Diddy all over for today's show. Also this week, Stephen Colbert has expressed regret for making some insensitive remarks about Kate Middleton. I'll tell you more about that. Also, following his triumphant Oscar win for his role in Oppenheimer, Cillian Murphy is getting ready to reprise his iconic role, his iconic character. I'll tell you, if you don't remember what that was, I'll tell you what it's going to be. And SZA is giving fans an update on some new music after her unreleased work was allegedly leaked online. And a collection of letters, photos, and more from the late Tony Bennett will go on sale via Julian Auction this coming April. And also, I don't know if you guys have been watching this this documentary on the Discovery ID called Quiet on the Set, The Dark Side of Kids on TV. Well, guess what? One of the main stars, his name is, I can't even think of his name. Joshin Drake. He was on that show, Drake Bell. That's his name, Drake Bell. He has a surprising episode coming up. It's the fifth episode of the documentary, and he promised it to be very, deeper into the toxic and dangerous culture. It delves into that more. So let's get started. Sean Diddy Combs' lawyer said that the music mogul cooperated with authorities after his home was raided by federal agents, but add that there was a gross overuse of military level force when the force was used when the raid occurred. Now, a month after Combs was sued for sex trafficking and other allegations, agents raided the Grammy winner home on Monday in Los Angeles, New York, and Miami. A representative for Homeland Security Investigation, New York, said in a statement that the raid was executed as part of an ongoing investigation with assistance from HSI Los Angeles, HSI Miami, and their local law enforcement partners. On Tuesday, Combs attorney Aaron Dyer called the raid gross and said that the unprecedented ambush was paired with an advanced, coordinated media presence. The event comes about 1 month after Combs was served a sexual assault lawsuit from producer Rodney Little Rod Jones, who accused Combs of harassing and trafficking him. The complaint was the fifth suit filed against the rapper since his former longtime partner and recording artist Cassie, who sued him in November for sexual assault, said he repeatedly raped and physically abused her for nearly a decade. They later reached a settlement. Now, Cassie lawyer Douglas Wigdor said Monday that, quote, "We will always support law enforcement when it seeks to prosecute those that have violated the law. Hopefully this is the beginning of a process that will hold Mr. Combs responsible for his depraved conduct," unquote. Now, subsequent suits against Combs include accusations from a woman who was a minor at the time of the alleged assault and a claim that Combs forced Jones to solicit sex workers for the Bad Boy Records founder. Multiple suits also allege that Combs drugged his victims, and one included a claim that he choked a woman until she passed out, later urging her not to report the incident. Now, Combs has consistently denied all allegations, saying in the statement last December that he did not do any of the awful things being alleged. And following those allegations, Combs resigned as chairman of Revolt, and his Hulu reality show was subsequently canceled. And getting back to that, he did sell Revolt TV to, apparently he sold it to an anonymous mystery buyer, ending his reign as the black-owned entertainment company. The transaction, reportedly for an undisclosed sum, was confirmed following the house raid by federal agents. Now, the new owner, whose identity remains concealed for the time being, is said to have a passion for black culture and plans to continue Diddy's mission for the brand. And according to inside, no significant changes are expected in staffing or production, with Revolt CEO DiTavio Samuels and Chief Brand Officer Dion Graham retaining their leadership position. Now, Diddy's decision to sell his shares come after he again faces these ongoing investigations by Homeland Security agents. Sources indicated that Diddy had been negotiating these potential sales for some time, predating the Homeland Security raid. Now, as part of a separate matter, Diddy accused a drug mule by the name of Brandon Paul. Brandon Paul was arrested in Miami after agent intercepted his plane at Apalaca Airport. Now, Diddy had not commented publicly on the raid or the investigation, and his lawyer has not responded to requests for comment. The anonymous buyer of Revolt TV shares is expected to be revealed in the coming weeks, although the amount paid for the transaction remains confidential. And City Girl rapper Young Miami has been facing scrutiny due to the silence on allegations against her former boyfriend, P. Diddy. And despite distancing himself from Diddy by removing him from her reality show, she has recently been dragged into the controversy following police raids on two of his properties. Rumors surfaced online that Miami was acting as an informant during the raid, but she has since denied these claims. However, she was then included in a lawsuit filed by producer Little Rod, who accused her, get this, of being a drug trafficker for Diddy. Now, in the lawsuit, Little Rod's lawyer mentioned Miami directly, claiming she was involved in securing and selling Tucci. Miami's legal team swiftly responded with evidence that showed her in New York for the Met Gala from Diddy and his crew in Virginia at the time of the alleged drug trafficking. Now, despite these allegations, Miami has remained focused on her career. She recently released a preview of an upcoming single with the Skilla Boy Baby and has defended herself on Twitter. It remains to be seen whether Miami will face any consequences due to her association with Diddy. However, her lawyer has been working diligently to clear her name and protect her reputation amidst the ongoing legal troubles. Diddy's former dancer, Tanika Ray, claims she has a story to tell regarding the mogul. On Wednesday, March 27, Ray took to Instagram to share a bit about her claim. The D.C. native began by reposting a clip of journalist Tory appearing on MSNBC. And in the footage, Tory talks about his relative who was terminated from an internship with Sean Combs. His relative claimed he was fired after turning down spending the night with Diddy. After the clip, Tanika vaguely spoke about a horrific story she had about the embattled businessman. She asserted that she wouldn't share the story and claimed that only five people knew about the details. Ray expressed that she may reveal all the details in a memoir one day. Now, the entertainment reporter added more content in the post caption, and in her lengthy note about her interaction with Sean Combs, she recalled specific moments when she knew to avoid him at all costs. Now, Diddy has continued to deny any and all claims against him, but it seems the feds just want to make sure. And on Monday, March 25th, again, Homeland Security raided the mogul's Miami and Los Angeles home. Sean Combs' kids, Christian and Justin Combs, were seen being handcuffed by federal agents. And Stephen Colbert, he expressed regret for making insensitive remarks about Kate Middleton during a recent episode of The Late Show before she announced her cancer diagnosis. Now, this is what Colbert said. He said, quote, "I do not make light of somebody else's tragedy, recognizing that cancer is a personally harrowing experience for both the patient and their family." Ahead of Middleton's diagnosis announcement, Colbert had perpetuated a rumor that Prince William cheated on her. And while some viewers pointed out the lack of an apology in Colbert's remarks, others defended his right to joke about public figures. The rumors about Middleton's whereabouts had gained traction online following her absence from public events for several weeks. Colbert joked, reference speculation that her absence was linked to Williams having an affair. Now, these rumors originated in 2019 when British tabloid The Sun published an article suggesting a fallout between Kate and Rose Hanbury, alleging that Kate had requested Williams distance himself from Hanbury. While the article did not mention an affair, subsequent social media and online gossip platforms discussed the possibilities. And despite the palace threat of legal action, the rumor resurfaced in 2022 when a popular celebrity gossip Instagram account published an anonymous submitter claim of a royal affair that was an open secret. William and the palace did not comment on the allegation, but Rose Hanbury just denied the rumors and recently sent Colbert a legal notice as a warning. Amidst the backlash, Colbert extended heartfelt well wishes to Middleton, expressing hope for her swift and full recovery. And following his triumphant Oscar win for his role in Oppenheimer, Cillian Murphy is set to reprise his iconic character as Tommy Shelby in the upcoming Peaky Blinders movie. According to Birmingham World, Peaky Blinders creator Stephen Knight confirmed that Murphy returns to the role. Murphy had previously expressed interest in returning to the role if the script met his expectations. The Peaky Blinders series, which aired on BBC and gained popularity on Netflix, concluded after 6 seasons in 2022. The show followed the Shelby family, who runs a criminal enterprise in Birmingham, England, following World War I. Knight had teased the possibility of a film version for some time, hinting at the involvement of a new generation of characters. The Peaky Blinders movie is scheduled to begin filming in September of 2024. Right now, we have 15 minutes after the hour. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to another edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, where I try to every week to bring you the latest in what's going on in the world of entertainment, what's going on in Hollywood, what's going on in New York. If you like the show and you're an entertainment buff and you want to know what's going on, make sure you click on the follow-up button on top of the show page. That way you get a reminder when I broadcast live. Also, if you'd like to make a comment about any of today's stories, the chat room is now open. You can also post your comment, and if time permits, I can read it out loud live on the air. Or if you want to just call in and be on the air live, just call the number 347-637-2656 and press the number 1. SZA has given fans an update on new music after her unreleased work allegedly leaked online. The New Jersey-bred musician shared that original plans for an SOS deluxe version are no more. Instead, the singer has new music in the works in addition to extending the top-charting album. In an additional post, the Snooze performer confirmed that the deluxe version of SOS will now feature the leaks and outtakes, adding that Lana, which is, I think, the name of her new album, deserves more time and music no one's ever heard before. In the post, a person named Janisa was called out for allegedly sharing unreleased pics and audio without permission. SOS was initially released in December of 2022 to critical acclaim. The album broke records and helped evolve SZA's status from R&B darling to global superstar. In February of 2023, the Top Dog Entertainment representative shared her plans to release a deluxe with 10 additional tracks. Since SOS, the chart-topping singer has been featured on two songs with Drake, Slime You Out, and Rich Baby Daddy, which also features Sexy Red. Additionally, she joined Flo Milli and Cardi B on the Never Lose Me remix. Earlier this year, she dropped off the solo track Saturn. A collection of letters, photos, and more from the late Tony Bennett will go up for sale via Julian Auction on April 18th. The trove of items include rarities addressed to Bennett from stars like Lady Gaga, Amy Winehouse, Madonna, Martin Scorsese, Robert De Niro, Quincy Jones, and Barbara Streisand, among others. The price of items, an estimated $20,000 to $30,000, is a typewritten thank you letter from Martin Luther King Jr., to Bennett, dating April 5, 1965. In it, King talks about the historic Selma Civil Rights March to Montgomery and thanked Bennett for singing for the marchers and mentioning his good friend Harry Belafonte, who told King of the difficulty Bennett had in rearranging his schedule to perform. Bennett built his career as a master pop vocalist spanning 8 decades with his recordings, most of them made for Columbia Records, which signed him in 1950. He died last July at the age of 96 after being diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease in 2016, though he continued to perform and record through 2021. The archives also include a microphone from Bennett's live show and paintings Bennett both collected and created himself, and even a San Francisco cable car bell given to him after he supported then-Mayor Dianne Feinstein's campaign to rebuild the city system in the 80s. And A Quiet on the Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV, will air a surprise 5th episode featuring a new interview with Drake Bell. titled Breaking the Silence, the bonus episode, which will launch on April 7 on Investigation Discovery ID and then stream on Max. According to a network press release, the upcoming episode will delve deeper into the toxic and dangerous culture of some of the most iconic children television shows in the 1990s and 2000s. In addition to Drake, the episode will feature another former child actor from some of Nickelodeon's hit shows from the early 2000s. The new episode is set to build off the revelations explored in the first four episodes. It will also include discussions with journalist Soledad O'Brien. On the docuseries, Drake opened about being sexually assaulted by Nickelodeon dialogue coach Brian Peck when he was 15. His father, Joe Bell, also appears on the show claiming that he was ostracized and on set and backed off when he raised concern. Quiet on the set, The Dark Side of Kids TV, which premiered on March 17, has garnered more than 16 million views. Among the viewers was Drake former Drake and Josh co-star Josh Peck, who shows support for Drake. And Kim Zolciak may return to reality TV anytime soon. According to a new report, the former star of The Real Housewives of Atlanta has a new TV project amid her mounting financial woes and divorce from her husband, Croy Bierman. An inside actually spilled to Page Six that Kim is in the early stages of developing a new reality show. She's in talk with several networks and streamers. The source added that it's unclear where the show will land or what it will even be about. A separate source meanwhile revealed that the Don't Be Tardy alum is excited to see what happens, even though creative is still being ironed out. Details about the project are still scarce, but a third insider claimed that the planned show is tentatively titled To Hell and Back. And NBC has announced that Keith Urban will join the hit singing competition series The Voice as a mega mentor for season 25 starting on April 8th. The Grammy-winning country star will guide the artists who have advanced through the battle rounds and are now preparing for the knockout challenges. Urban will work alongside Season 25's coaches, Chance the Rapper, Dan and Shay, John Legend, and Reba McEntire. Urban previously appeared on The Voice as an advisor to Coach Blake Shelton in Season 15 and has served as a coach on the series' Australian version for multiple seasons. In his role as mega mentor, Urban will offer guidance and support to the remaining performers as they prepare for the knockouts, where artists will compete against a teammate but select their own songs to perform individually. Coaches will choose the winner from their team to advance to the playoff, the final stage before live shows. Each coach also has the opportunity to steal one singer from another team during knockouts. Aside from his The Voice duties, Urban is gearing up to release a new album featuring the single Straight Line and Mess Up As Me. The forthcoming project will be follow-up to his 2020 album, The Speed of Now, Part 1. Previous mega mentors on The Voice have included Ed Sheeran, Usher, Taylor Swift, and others. And Martin Lawrence and Will Smith are back as Detective Mike Lowry and Marcus Burnett in the official trailer for Bad Boys Ride or Die. As the fourth installment in the action movie franchise, the film finds the two leads back in Miami on a new mission. The trailer, which was released by Sony on Tuesday, March 26, revealed that the iconic duo is back in their groove. And while navigating the atrocities of their personal lives and other complex relationships with each other, the two crime fighters learn that the captain is being framed. Eventually, both are named suspects and are forced to take the fugitive route and clear their names. Bad Boy Ride or Die also saw Alexander Ludwig, Vanessa Hutchins, Eric Dane, Piala Nunez, Rhea Seahorn, Tasha Smith, and Lone Gulford. Tiffany Haddish and Joe Pantoliano are also set to have roles in the feature film. Due in theaters on June 7, 2024, the action comedy is not yet rated, and the directors of Adil Arbi and Bilal Falah, who directed the third installment, Bad Boys for Life, in 2020, are back for the latest iteration. Additionally, Chris Brenner wrote the film with Smith, Jerry Bruckheimer, Chad Omen, and Doug Belgrad. They are also producing. Right now, we have left remaining in the show. Coming up, we're going to be talking about there are plans in motion for Tom Cruise to take the skies again in the third Top Gun movie. I'll tell you the latest. And according to the same producer who did Top Gun, Jerry Bruckheimer, who also did the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise, will undergo a reboot. Also, Spider-Man is likely to go swinging again under the direction of Justin Lin. You know him from the Fast and Furious film franchise. He was a director for those movies. And the Ghostbusters franchise still conjures up some magic. The latest installment, Ghostbuster Frozen Empire, is making its way to the top of the North American box office. And the cast of the forthcoming Michael Jackson biopic is already in ensemble. I'll tell you who is the latest to join the cast. All those stories and more coming up in the half hour, so don't go anywhere.
Work it out.
That's Entertainment, your number one source for entertainment news and pop culture with me, your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, right here on blogtalkradio.com. We got 30 minutes left remaining in the show. That's the latest from Miley Cyrus and Pharrell Williams in Doctor Work It Out. Before we went to the music break, plans are in motion for Tom Cruise to take to the skies again in a third Top Gun movie. Jerry Bruckheimer, the producer behind Cruise's 1986 hit Top Gun and the 2022 box office sensation Top Gun Maverick, tells People magazine that they're working on Top Gun 3 as he promotes his new movie with filmmaker Guy Ritchie, The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. Now, this is what Bruckheimer had said. He said, quote, "We pitched Tom a story he liked, but he's a very in-demand actor, and he got a lot of movies lined up, so we have to wait and see," unquote. Top Gun Maverick grossed nearly $1.5 billion at the worldwide box office following its release in 2022. The sequel was the highest grossing movie at the domestic box office that calendar year and currently stands out as the fifth highest grossing movie of all time in the U.S. and the 12th highest in the world. Bruckheimer's next music movie, The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, is in theaters April 19th. The producer teamed up with director Ritchie for a film that starred Henry Cavill as a British special ops agent during World War II. Henry Cavill. And speaking of producer Jerry Bruckheimer, the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise will undergo a reboot. This news comes as the original series fifth installment, Pirates of the Caribbean, or Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tales, No Tales, was released in 2017. Bruckheimer revealed that the reboot will not feature any of the original cast members, including Johnny Depp as Captain Jack Sparrow. He stated that a reboot simplifies the production process as it eliminates the need to coordinate the schedule of major actors. Craig Mazin, creator of The Last of Us, is collaborating with original screenwriter Ted Elliott on the reboot script. However, the writer's strike in 2023 has delayed the process. No official release date or plot details have been announced. Bruckheimer stated that it is difficult to determine which film, a new Top Gun or Pirates of the Caribbean movie, will be released first. Despite Disney's previous open-mindedness towards Depp's return, Depp stated during his defamation trial with Amber Heard that he would not reprise his role as Captain Jack Sparrow, even for a substantial offer of a $300 million and a million applicants. Depp expressed betrayal over Disney's decision to sever ties with him following Heard's 2018 op-ed alleging domestic abuse. Margot Robbie had previously discussed a female lead spinoff of the franchise, but she recently confirmed that the project is no longer in development. Christina Hodson, who worked on Birds of Prey with Robbie, was attached as the writer for that version. The Pirates of the Caribbean reboot is in its early stage of production, and Disney has not yet responded to requests for comment. And Spider-Man, get this, is likely to go swinging again under the direction of Justin Lin. The Fast and Furious film franchise director has reportedly been considered to direct the new installment of the Sony Marvel film series. Now, details of the project are still scarce, but the This Insider claim that Tom Holland and Zendaya Coleman are both on board for the movie, reprising their role as Peter Parker and MJ respectively. Now, Jeff Snyder further claims that the Emmy-winning actress has Spider-Man 4 on her plate first, pushing the production of Euphoria Season 3 back until sometime thereafter. Now, as for the new Spider-Man film, it's reportedly scheduled to begin production later this year in either September or October. It is currently unknown if Lin is a finalist or just one of the many names currently in the running for the gig. Last year, it was reported that John Watts, who directed the first three MCU Spidey films, would not be coming back for the fourth movie. Drew Goddard was later rumored to be in talks to direct The Pick, but it was never confirmed. In late 2023, Holland appeared to be unsure if he would return as Spider-Man again in another film. The Ghostbusters franchise still conjures up some magic. The latest installment, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, is making its way to the top of the North American box office on its opening weekend with a solid $45.2 million. The opening number of the fifth entry in the supernatural comedy film series is slightly above its predecessor, Ghostbusters Afterlife, which came out in 2021, which debuted to $44 million during the pandemic challenge era. Overseas, the Sony tentpole started with $16.4 million from 25 markets for a global start of $61.6 million. It will need to have decent legs, actually, to cover its $100 million budget versus $75 million for Afterlife. In like-for-like markets, however, Sony says it is pacing 15% ahead of its previous installment. Unfortunately, Afterlife likely won't get a boost from word of mouth. Critics and audiences were mixed on the sequel, which landed a 43% on Rotten Tomatoes and a B-plus cinema score compared to an A for Afterlife. Another new release this week is horror film Immaculate, starring Sydney Sweeney. The movie debuted at number four with an estimated $5 million in line with expectation for the indie pick. It earned a C cinema score, which isn't unusual for a horror film. And Dune Part 2 stays steady at number two with approximately $17.6 million on its fourth weekend, bringing its domestic gross to $233.4 million and pushing its global cumulative to past $500 million mark. Now, Kung Fu Panda 4, it rolled down two places to number three with an estimated $16.8 million for a total of $133.2 million domestically so far. And Arthur the King places fifth with approximately $4.4 million. The cast of the forthcoming Michael Jackson biopic is already an ensemble, and it was announced on Monday, actually, March 25th. Insecure's Kendrick Sampson and Lorenz Tate have joined the cast to play Quincy Jones and Berry Gordy, respectively. Now, Kat Graham has also been added to the cast to portray Diana Ross. Jessica Sulla will play LaToya Jackson, Liz Simone as Gladys Knight, Kevin Shenick as Dick Clark, Keelan Durrell Jones as Bill Bray, Miles Taylor as Jackson attorney and advisor John Branca, and Laura Harrier as executive Suzanne DePass. Now, Michael, directed by Antoine Fuqua, is currently in production. Giuliano Cruvaldi is set to star as young Michael from his earlier days in the Jackson 5, while Jafar Jackson stars in the title role as the King of Pop in his feature film debut. Coleman Domingo and Nia Long will portray Joe and Catherine Jackson. Graham King of GK Films, producer behind Bohemian Rhapsody, has been tapped to produce Michael. Prince Jackson, the late singer's eldest son, is also reportedly working with the production on set on behalf of his siblings, Paris and Blanket. The latter recently filed for an injunction against his grandmother, Blanket accused his grandmother, Catherine, of withholding access to his father's estate, barring him from his inheritance. It's unclear if newer situations such as this will be addressed in the film, but it's unlikely. Michael, theatrical release is slated for April 18, 2025. And the production is now underway on a complete unknown, The Coming of Bob Dylan. It's a feature directed by James Mangold and is starring Timothée Chalamet as the iconic American musician. Set photos from the New York City shoot has emerged online, offering a first look at the 28-year-old actor in costume. A Complete Unknown will follow Dylan's emergence in the New York folk music scene during the 1960s after the singer's songwriting moving after he moved from Minnesota to New York. And along with Chalamet, the cast for A Complete Unknown is also reported to include Elle Fanning as Sylvie Russo, Monica Barbaro as John Bates, Nick Offerman as Alan Lomax, and Boy Holbrook as Johnny Cash. Edward Norton stepped in to play the role of Peter Seeger after production delay led to Benedict Cumberbatch dropping out. Searchlight Pictures has yet to set a date for A Complete Unknown. And Camila Cabello has officially entered her new era with the release of the single I Love It featuring Playboi Carti along with his accompanying music video. The former Fifth Harmony member has been teasing the single for weeks, uploading snippets of the track onto social media. The track executive producer is produced by L. Jincho and co-produced by Jasper Harris. Featuring a prominent sample mined from Gucci Mane's 2009 single, Lemonade, and signals that our upcoming project could veer into PC music territory. Cabello is currently gearing up for the release of her fourth album, CXOXO. She last released Familia in 2022, which featured the single Don't Go Yet and Bam Bam, as well as guest appearances from Willow and Ed Sheeran. And Lil Wayne's recent on-stage appearance with Drake at the Florida concert has sparked controversy after fans noticed the use of teleprompters. Despite their extensive catalogs, both rappers performed with lyrics displayed on screen throughout the stage. The viral clip of Wayne reading from the teleprompter has ignited a debate on social media, while some fans questioned the authenticity of a performance with the aid of prompts. Others pointed out Wayne's vast music career and claimed that he doesn't write his lyrics down. During the show, Drake expressed his excitement to introduce Wayne, urging the audience to show their appreciation. However, the focus soon shifted to the teleprompters, which provide lyrics for the duo's performance of Right Above It, a theme song for the TV show Ballers. The song Connection to Miami, the setting of the HBO series, made it a fitting choice for the Florida crowd, yet the controversy around the teleprompters overshadowed the duo's performance. Wayne had previously admitted to struggling to remember his lyrics, leading some fans to excuse his reliance on prompts. Others questioned the integrity of a live performance with the assistance of screens. Wow. You know, If that is the case, where Lil Wayne cannot remember his lines or remember the music to his song, it's not uncommon. I recall when Chaka Khan had performed, and she couldn't remember the words to her songs, and it happened more than once. Matter of fact, I don't know if you guys remember the televised of Aretha Franklin's funeral, and Chaka Khan had sang the Going Up a Yonder. Well, you remember she had a fan in her hand, and on the back of that fan was the lyrics to the song because there were some parts that she couldn't remember. So it's not uncommon, but people like looking like, what's going on? Why did he got to teleprompt that? But they were saying in the story that it was both him and Dre. So we'll see. Right now we got 16 minutes left remaining in the show. I'm going to go ahead and take another music break, and I'll be back with the last remaining stories of the day. So don't go anywhere.
I'm sorry, I got too tight, yeah. Tell me which one are you tonight, yeah. Bad girl go on vacation, good girl go stay in town. She's going straight to heaven, bad girl go down, down. Try not to misunderstand, I like the good one around. She wants to go home early, bad girl go down, down.
Was new music from Jason Derulo and David Guetta, and Down. That's the new single coming from his new album, New King. All right, right now we have here 13 minutes of remaining in the show. And for the last remaining stories of the day, we're just days away from Beyonce's Act 2, and the singer has seemingly unveiled the track list for her new album, Cowboy Carter. In addition to the two lead singles, Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages, the Cowboy Carter and the Rodeo Chitlin Circuit Flyer boast songs titled like American Wigwam, Blackbird, My Rose, Levi Jeans, Two Most Wanted, Two Hands to Heaven, Amen, Sweet Honey Buckin', Desert Eagle, Alligator Tears, Smoke Hour 2, and Just for Fun. Beyonce also teased potential features from Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson, and Linda Martell after confirming last week that the LP would have a few surprises and that she collaborated with some brilliant artists who she deeply respects. She also noted that Cowboy Carter is not a country album, but a Beyonce album. Earlier this month, Parton hinted at the possibility of Beyonce covering her hits record, Jolene. The Houston native have already detailed the meaning behind Cowboy Carter while acknowledging the history she made with Texas Hold'em as the first black woman to top Billboard's Hot Country Songs chart. Of the feat and new album, Beyonce shared, saying, quote, "My hope is that years from now, the mention of an artist's race as it relates to releasing genres of music will be irrelevant. It was born out of an experience that I had years ago where I did not feel welcome, and it was very clear that I wasn't. Because of that experience, I did a deeper dive into the history of country music and study our rich musical archive. I hope that you can hear my heart and soul and all the love and passion that I pour into every detail and every sound." Unquote. Yeah, Beyonce. I wonder if she's talking about that time where she appeared on the Country Music Award show. She did a song. I forgot what was the name of the artist she performed with. I wonder if she's referring to that time. Tyga is making new moves. On Wednesday, the rapper announced that he's taking on the role of creative director at Monkey Tilt, a new next-gen digital casino operating in 22 states. According to a press release, Tyga will be working with the companies across product development, client services, and live experiences. He will also be headlining concerts at upcoming Monkey Tilt parties set for later this year. Monkey Tilt CEO Sam Kiki added that Tyga will continue to help transform boring and lifeless online casinos and redefine thought leadership in this ecosystem with the company. It's been a busy year for Tiger, who celebrated his 34th birthday at a star-studded bash in November at a private home in West Hollywood. Odell Beckham Jr., Saweetie, Leonardo DiCaprio, and more were all in attendance as he partied throughout the night. The star was also featured last year on Cher's Christmas album, and the music icon previously told People her boyfriend, music executive Alexander A.E. Edwards, was the one who got Tyga to feature on the Drop Top Sleigh Ride. And fresh off the release of her new album, Las Mujeres Ya No Lloran, Shakira delivered a set list including its track Te Felicito, TQG, Como Donde y Cuando, Punteria, and BZRP Music Session No. 53, as well as her signature hit, Hips Don't Lie. For the performance, Shakira was joined by dancers and executive expressive choreography and even played electric guitar for a song. The She-Wolf singer had been quite busy since releasing Las Mujeres Ya No Lloran last week, having released music videos for both album tracks, Andre Parentes with Grupo Frontera, as well as Punteria with Cardi B. And during the an appearance on the Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon early this week, Shakira opened up about feeling free to make the new album, which marks her first in 7 years following her 2022 breakup from ex-partner Gerard Piqué. They shared two sons, Milan 11 and Sasha 9. Las Mujeres Ya No Lloran marks the hitmaker's 12th studio album release following 2017 El Dorado. And also, speaking of Shakira, she just recently performed earlier this week in Times Square at their new stage. They got up there. It was crazy. The crowd was it was livid. I tell you, it was live. And she was so appreciated that everybody came out and they're supporting her and they're enjoying her new music. 21 Pilots are going on a ride. On Wednesday, the alternative duo comprised of Tyler Joseph and Josh Dunn announced they'll be hitting the road for the Clancy World Tour in support of their forthcoming album, Clancy. Produced by Live Nation, 21 Pilots' global headlining tour will kick off on August 15, 2024 in Denver at the Ball Arena, making stops across North America through the fall, followed by dates in New Zealand, Australia, Europe, and the UK. The tour is set to wrap up on May 14, 2025 in London at the O2 Arena. Official artist pre-sale for tickets will begin on April 2nd in the U.S. and Canada it's going to be on April 2nd in the U.S. and Canada and April 3rd for the U.K., Europe, Australia, and New Zealand. All remaining tickets will be available during the general on sale at 10 a.m. local time on Friday, April 5th. More information about ticket sales is available on the band's website. Alongside news that the Rockets are hitting the road, they shared their latest single from Clancy with Next Semester, a rollicking anthem about anxiety. The Stress Out group is set to release their new music, Clancy, which will be released May 17 via Fuel by Romaine. And despite a photographer's complaint to police that Taylor Swift's father attacked him during a paparazzi encounter last month, no charges will be filed in the incident. That's what Australian police have confirmed this past Tuesday. The statement from police reported by RTE said that officers conducted an investigation following a report of assault, but that as a result of it being looked into, no further police action will be taken. On February 26th, photographer Ben McDonald had registered a complaint, maintained that Scott Swift had gotten physical with him as the Swift party disembarked from a yacht while the superstar was in the country to perform dates in Sydney and Melbourne on the Eras tour. McDonald had maintained that an umbrella was put in his face to prevent him from grabbing shots and that Scott Swift took it further by charging at him, per the photographer's account in the Daily Mail. Now, police at the time said they were called to investigate an alleged assault after a 71-year-old man allegedly assaulted a 51-year-old man at Neutral Bay Wharf. The younger man reported that the incident inquiries are now underway by officers attached to the North Shore Police Area Command. The man did not require medical treatment. The Star Rep responded at the time by saying that two individuals were aggressively pushing their way towards Taylor, grabbing at her security personnel, and threatening to throw a female staff member into the water. And Janae Aiko has announced her upcoming The Magic Hour Arena Tour, bringing along supporting acts including Coi Leray, Tink, Umi, and Kiana Lade. The singer will kick off the track on June 19 at Detroit's Little Caesar Arena. Across the 27 stops, Aiko will touch down in Brooklyn, Las Vegas, and Atlanta throughout the summer before wrapping it up at Columbus, Ohio's Nationwide Arena on August 22nd. Aiko has largely played festival shows over the past few years, ahead of the release of her third solo album, Chilombo, in 2020. She announced that she would bring the Magic Hour tour across the nation, though ultimately canceling it due to the pandemic. Chilombo went on to receive critical acclaim and earn her 3 Grammy nominations, including Album of the Year and Best Progressive R&B Album. Over the past year, Aiko has released a handful of loose singles, including Sun Sun, dedicated to her one-year-old in January, and last year she released a pair of songs including Calm and Patient and Alive and Well Gratitude Mantra. Pre-sale tickets for the Magic Hour go on sale on March 27 at 10 a.m. local time, and general tickets will be made available to the public. And Dr. Dre has revealed that music fans can look forward to a new album by Eminem and Snoop Dogg, both of which will feature his timeless production. During an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live, the iconic board man discussed the slate of the project he's currently working on. He began with Eminem's next solo outing, which is said is in its finishing stages. The 59-year-old also confirmed that Snoop Dogg will be unveiling an album titled Missionary, which will be produced by Dre, and find the pair working together in a capacity similar to that of Snoop Dogg's debut album, Doggy Style. Snoop, who was also present for the sit-down, assured that the album will be coming out this year, with Dre slated to begin the mixing and mastering process in mid-April, and that's according to the Dog Father. Well, that will do it for me for this week. Tune in next time when we do it all over again. You've been listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. Make sure you stay safe, and I'll talk to you next time. Take care.